106.5 The End.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Woo!
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
It's Gavin's phone scams twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. Plus, anytime you need them on the radio.com app, just search for The Wake Up Call. Tell us about your phone scam today.
Heather emailed me. She wanted me to phone scam her brother, Kevin, who is a appliance technician. So I'm calling him up to get help with my refrigerator that's making some very, very weird problems for me.
It's Gavin's phone scam on The Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling Technical Repair. This is Kevin. How may I help you?
My name's Raul, and I'm calling to schedule a technician to come out to fix my refrigerator that I got like 2 weeks ago from you guys.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
The ice machine. It's too loud.
What kind of a noise is it making? Is it like the making of the ice?
Yeah, I got to be honest. I actually don't know what it's doing. Full disclosure, how an ice machine maker works is a complete mystery to me. Like, I know where ice comes from and I know what ice is, but does anybody really know how it works? No. So that part, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it's doing, but I do know what ice dropping into a plastic container sounds like, and it does not sound like that.
What kind of fridge did you get? Is it a GE? Is it a Whirlpool?
It's a Samsung.
Okay.
It almost sounds scary, to be honest. Like, sometimes the ice machine sounds like people talking. Does that make sense? Has anybody else ever called in and said that?
No. What do you mean?
No, okay. Well, then maybe it's a unique problem then just for Samsung. Because I think, is Samsung a Japanese company? Maybe the voices are Japanese. I didn't even think about that. But I will be, like, sitting there watching TV, and it'll sound like people are talking behind me, and then I'll mute the TV and then turn around, and obviously nobody's there. I live alone. But then the ice machine start talking to me again, and it like tells me things like, you know, that you should kill your dog, and I don't know. So,
wait,
like,
is there anything else wrong with the fridge, sir?
Actually, yeah, it does not have the food that I want in it. Like, there's food in it, but it's a lot of fruit, and I don't like fruit. No one likes fruit. So that's a problem, and I need to figure out how to get the fridge that comes with, like, eggs and milk, and lunch meat would be great, very useful.
That's not something you get from the appliance store. That's something you get from the grocery store. So you have to go and buy those items and put them in your fridge. They don't just come with the fridge. The fridge.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, okay. Then one other thing, is there any way also to make it bigger, like to make the inside of it bigger?
Sir, unless there is an actual technical issue with the fridge, I'm going to have to let you go. Unless there's something that you legitimately need, we can get a technician out to you within the next day or two. But again, I need to know if there's an actual problem because I don't have time for this.
Okay. All right. Kevin, I'm just messing with you. This is Gavin from The Wake Up Call. It's a morning radio show on 106.5 The End. This is a prank phone call. Your girlfriend Lisa called me and asked me to do this to you. So, yeah. Oh, now I get a laugh out of you.
Lisa, okay. I was worried, man. I was really worried about it.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.